Miss Brittany, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. So glad you're able to come on and join me and be able to share some time and space. And so I know before we were just talking about just kind of like what you have going on. Obviously, you're a mommy. And so I know that's a big part or has a big influence in what it is that you do. And so before I start saying a whole bunch of stuff, can you just go ahead and share with us a little bit about who you are and what it is that you do?
Hello, everyone. My name is Brittany Williams. I live in Orlando, Florida. Mm-hmm. And I am the creator of one of the amazing games that's faith-based that's on the market today called nice. And Let the Church Say Game. This game is a fun, thought-provoking game where you discuss real topics that make you shout, amen, or amen. I rebuke that. this okay. game gives you the opportunity to express your opinions, be transparent, and have those genuine conversations. And what I like to say is that it brings people off their phones and back yeah. to the tables. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the question then becomes, how in the world, because I don't think I've ever met anybody who's created a game, you know, about anything, whether it's music, whether it's, you know, basic trivia, whether it's, you know, board game or hopscotch. How did you get to the point of creating a game and realizing that this is something that, you know, you were called or meant to do?
Well, back in 2020, I was laid off from my job, and you know, that was okay. in the height of COVID. So I was spending a lot of time in the house. And during that time, I was really seeking God. I was doing a lot of praying, reading my word, and just being very intentional on building my relationship with God. And during that time, I started getting little topics here and there. And I was like, okay, what are you doing, Lord? Let me start writing this stuff down. So yeah. I started writing it down. And as soon as I looked up, I started with 5, and then I came up with like 45. So I was just like, okay, what is this about? So I was like, okay, well, let me see. I used to be a game night host for different okay. events. So I was like, well, let me see if I can turn this into a game. And so I first tried it out with my family, and they were like, oh, okay, I like that. This is cool. And then I went through the process of starting to get it developed. And I was talking to a graphic designer, and we got on the phone, and he was like, well, let's play your game. Let's see what this game is about. And I said, okay. So we started playing the game, and, you know, all the questions are faith-based. And he was like, well, I don't know okay. about that. I don't know about that. And I was like, do you even go to church? He was like, no, I don't even believe in God. I said, whoa, yeah. you don't believe in God? He was like, no. I said, well, do you still want to play this game? Because it's faith-based. And he was like, absolutely. Like, this is really, like, changing my thoughts about things. And it's wow. really, really fun. And so the light bulb that day went off for me, and I said, okay, God, I'm touching the believers and the non-believers with this game. This is something I definitely have to go for.
Got you. And is this, when it comes to the questions and just like the topics and things like that, is it related to the church overall, or is this specific to the Black church?
It's topics overall, because it's different ones. It's married, it's single, okay. it's life, and it's church. So it's different categories that could yeah, be relatable. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And so with the game, which what's been happening with it, I mean, you know, 2020 or 2020, well, I can just say 2020, but 2020, you know, a lot of stuff happened, a lot of ideas that came forth. People said, well, look, I ain't got another choice. I ain't got nothing else to do. Let me just, you know, but I will say, I think it's so important what you say, you know, as God was speaking to you, began to write it down, you know, because I think a lot of times God tells us a lot of different things, but we're not paying attention, you know, or we're not, if I can say the way, we don't care enough to write it down or to think more about it, you know? And so I think we can oftentimes miss what God wants to do because we're just kind of like, oh, okay, that's just a thought, you know? So I think it's beautiful that you paid attention to what was happening, you know, as you're in your word, as you were, you know, praying and God was speaking and you said, okay, let me perk this ear up a little bit more. Let me, you know, just start writing stuff down, you know, like you said, 5 to 45. I mean, that's amazing. You yes. know, and I think you said those are just the topics alone, right?
Yes, those are just the topics alone.
Yeah. Yeah. So just, you know, so then from all of that that birthed out. And so with the game, what are some of your, and I don't know if that's the only, if that's a part of another organization or another business that you're part of, but what is your, What are you, some of your short and long-term goals as relates to the game?
As far as the game, I want to come out with different versions of the game. Some that's specifically for married, some are specifically for singles, some for kids so that, you know, the children can play. And then also to some additional products that I want to go along with the game as well. I have some shirts that's already created, and then I have some other products that's coming out as well. Long term is to get this game to go from local to global. And then also just expand, you know, the awareness amongst like Christian influencers and different organizations.
Okay. And so what is your takeaway as it relates to when people buy this game, when they play with their families or, you know, whatever group that they're with and they play this game, what is the message that you want to be received through going through this, through going through the cards, going through the topics and all of that?
I want people to receive to just think about being transparent. I know sometimes that we shy away from being transparent because we don't want to be judged. And this game openly give you the opportunity to express your opinion without being judged. Matter of fact, you say a pledge before you even get started with the game to make sure everybody's on one accord, because we want you to give you the opportunity to be open and really express how you feel. Because I think these topics are stuff that Christians think about, but don't have the opportunity to ask their pastor or ask other people in the church. So this gives you an opportunity amongst your friends, amongst your family, to ask these questions, to think about them, and then to really seek the word for understanding about what these topics are really about. Because a lot of these topics, you can go back to the word, and the word will tell you how to act accordingly amongst these questions. So I want people to be transparent, be genuine, and just have fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's so key, you know, that transparency, because there are a lot of topics and, you know, I can think of a couple in my head, you know, that people, it's at least as I grew up, it's kind of like taboo in the church. We don't really talk about that for whatever reasons, you know.
Absolutely.
And so, I mean, it could be something from doctrine. It could just be, you know, just the culture, you know, for a variety of reasons. So I think it's dope that you're able to bring that into a game in a way that's fun, you know, and lighthearted. And like you said, just at the end of the day, take them back to the scripture, you know, because it's like you said, you know, just with the guy who I think you said was a graphic designer.
Yes.
That you had said, hey, this is a game, you know, faith-based game. And he wanted to play, you know, and so now I don't know where he stands now, but just you, I've read in a book, and it said you put rocks in his shoe, you know, so that makes people think, that makes people, okay, well, all right, I never thought about it that way, you know, just gaining that new perspective. So I think that's amazing. And so with that being said, how the heck can we get this game? Where can people go to find the game and or connect with you and what it is that you're doing?
You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at AND, Let the Church Say Game, on Facebook and Instagram. And then on Facebook, I also have a group, and Let the Church Say Game Nights, where I go live and we do virtual game nights. And then you can also find me on my website, andletthechurchsaygame.com, to order your version of the game. And I also have an affiliate program as well. So if you're ever interested into promoting the game, you can get paid to do that if you like the game. So,
okay. One question. Oh, sorry. That I did actually want to ask, because it seems like, you know, it's a lot of cards, a lot of questions and things like that. Did all this come from your brain, or did you at some point get some collective thoughts about different things to add to it as it relates to the topics?
A lot of it came from my brain, just awesome. My experience. Awesome. I was born and raised in the church, you know, as people say. So a lot of it is just through experience of being in the church. My father is a deacon, and, you know, it's just the experience I had growing up in a church.
Gotcha. Okay. That's awesome. I think that just shows, you know, just God's glory over it all. You know, it's just that it's almost to say, you know, the scripture is, you know, God breathed. And so it looks like, you know, that's what he did, you know, with this game. So that's completely awesome. And so I know you have a little one, but thank you so much for coming on and sharing a little bit about your story and what it is that you're doing. I think that's awesome. You know, just bringing Jesus back to the game night, you know, at the yes. end of it, you know, because like you said, it makes all the difference. And, you know, games are fun. Everybody likes game nights, you know, especially with where we've come from, you know, we need more reasons to smile. We need more reasons to be together, to enjoy each other's company. So thank yes. you for being obedient, you know, and giving us another opportunity and another way to do that.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for yeah. giving me the opportunity to be on with you today.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a joy and a pleasure. And may I say, you are gorgeous. I just have to say that.
Thank yes. you. I appreciate yes, yes, it.
Yes. Absolutely. So I'm going to put all your information down there so that people can follow, like, support, and all that, and obviously purchase the game. And I look forward to seeing more of you soon.
All right. Have a blessed one.
Thank you. You too, Brittany.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
So that was our first guest. I'm super excited about that. Just so many things. We were doing so many different things, and it's just so amazing just to see the variety of people that have come through this show. We've had archaeologists. We have a game creator. We're going to have a realtor. We've had life coaches, health coaches. Those are in health and fitness. We've had radio hosts and musicians and singers, and just a lot of different people doing a lot of amazing, amazing thing. Authors, just some incredible people. And so without any further ado, we're going to bring in our second and our last guest, who I'm super excited about. He is another first, just sharing his artistry, literally. And so I'm going to bring him on. He's a dear friend of mine. His name is Larry L. Paz. And we're going to ask him, let's see, to bring him on. He should be coming on in a second. Yeah, I'm super excited about this. We still have a few. I think this is episode 5. So we have 3 more episodes coming in. So is that one and only?
Hey, I'm on?
Hey, yes, you're My on.
Hey, look, I spill something all over the desk. I'm like, oh, okay.
Awesome. Like, let me give him a minute.
Hey, you gotta love live. That's why, hey, you gotta love live. I'm like, oh shit. Man, I spill my...
hey, you I'm need a minute? Up. You got it? You need a minute to wipe everything out? You good.
Hey man, it's live, baby. Real. It's real.
Touche. Well, it is a pleasure to have you on here. Yes.
What up? We I'm yes, on yes, here. What's yes. up, y'all?
If you can, go ahead. I'm gonna give you like 10 seconds.
Yeah, take your time. You know what I mean? I enjoyed your talk with Brittany. It was cool. Wish it would have been a little longer though. I was getting into it.
Yeah. Some people so far we've had doing some amazing, amazing things. And so, and that's why I wanted to bring you on, because I think you are our first, I think. Yes, I think you are first artist, and so, but I know you do a lot of other things, so I don't want to put that, you know, put you in a box of an artist, you know, because I know you do so many other things. So, without any further ado, go ahead and tell us, because I know who you are, but everybody don't know who you are. So,
who am I?
Go ahead and tell us.
Who am I?
Go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do.
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Larry Davis. I'm from Richmond, Virginia, born and raised. I go by L Paz as an artist. That's L space POS. And what that stands for is just live positive. That's the mindset that I wake up with each and every day. That's the mindset that I believe that God has blessed me with and also allow me to work on, because it's a work. It's not just something that you're born with. And so as an artist, you know, I try to just showcase positivity through my work. A lot of my work is just really just life reflective. I've showcased things about love, hope, peace, perseverance, and faith. I just express that and share my testimony through my artwork and through writing. And like Nia said, I am an artist, but also I am a full-time city worker here in the city of Richmond. I run a community center. And so I'm here doing that now, actually. And also, I'm a military veteran as well. Just Finished serving 12 years in the military this past March. And so that was my military life, been in Afghanistan and some other places, and even that Capitol mission last year, the Capitol riot. Yeah, I was up there for that. Yeah, so, you know, it's fun sleeping in a Capitol building, so it's all good.
Awesome. So with everything that you just listed, from being an artist, even being in the military, to working with the youth of the city, how did you get to that point? When did you know that those are the directions that you wanted to go?
Being totally transparent, I didn't always know. A lot of it was a faith walk, to be honest. While I was in school, I started there. So I went to Liberty University after high school, studied sport management there, LU in the building, did some basketball and stuff there. So while I was in school, I was three classes shy of graduating, but I ran out of money, so I had to leave. And so I didn't have the extra money to finish. And so three classes shy of me graduating, I was devastated. So I came home and started working. And, you know, typically you start working, you know, the thought of going back to school after you started working is kind of, it's done. But what happened, the second hit in the mouth was I got laid off from my job. And so I, you know, related to Brittany's story, you know, I truly know and believe that was God's doing it in the works, because had I not gotten laid off from my job, I wouldn't have joined the military. That wouldn't have allowed the military to actually help me to pay to go back to school and get my degree. And so you're talking to someone that, you know, I thought I was going to graduate on time. No, ran out of money. Got to go home. Didn't have the money. And then working as a teacher at a school here, I got laid off right in 2008, right when the recession hit. And I was like, well, dang, what am I going to do? And I applied for jobs all over the place. Nothing would stick. And then somebody just pulled me to the side and said, hey, man, you ever looked into maybe using the military to help you to pay for school, to get a check coming in and to start things back on track? And I was like, no, I never thought about it. And I didn't talk to my mom. I didn't talk to my dad. I didn't talk to anybody about it. I just said, well, let me see. Yeah. And I said, well, hey, nothing else is sticking right now. I applied for over 200 jobs and nothing was sticking. And I looked into the military and I walked in there and I told the guy, hey, listen, man, I'm 29 years old, no bad criminal record, no wife, no kids. I need help getting back and going to school. And he said, well, if you do this, 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 we can help you with that, that, that. And it worked out just like that. And that year and a half later, I had 4 graduations in 1 year. And so it just, boom, it just took off. And I prayed about it. I said, God, if this ain't the route for me, you know how to make paperwork disappear, how to make stuff not go through. You know how to intervene. Yeah. Yeah. And guess what? He was like, nah, this is it. So, yeah, I never thought I have respect for the military. Yes, I do, like the average person. But I never thought I would be a military member. But it was the role that it was the road that I was forced to get on. Truly, it was the road that I was forced to get on. And that's what happened for me. And I used the military to go back to school and get my degree. And that's how the military part started happening. And yeah, that's been my journey with the military.
Wow. Okay. And what about working for the youth, and how does that transition as well into your art?
Good. I've always wanted to be around sports. I love people. I'm a people's person. So when I played basketball, if I didn't, you know, play at the next level professionally and things like that, I always still wanted to be around the arena. I wanted to be around sports. I wanted to be around people and things like that. And so my love for sports, my love for basketball, my love for people and for coaching, you know, still kept going. And so I applied for the job with the city of Richmond as a city supervisor in one of the community centers, and it worked. And so now I've been working with the city of Richmond now for actually 10 years. And so I enjoy it. I get to definitely use my creativity and my coaching ability and people skills and all that stuff. I'm able to use that here in my job. And so it's been fine. I've enjoyed it. Love kids. I don't have it in my own yet.
Yeah.
And I love kids, love working with kids, because when I see kids, I see myself at that age. Mm-hmm. And so that's where my love comes from. I remember when I was this age, at that age. So yeah. That helps me. And I enjoy it. I enjoy it. I really do. And I'm able to incorporate my art. I do actually a program here called Create with Paint. And so I teach a class on every Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 7. And just getting people to, you know, explore the world of painting. You don't have to, you know, be great at it or whatever, but I just give people an opportunity to come in and learn about it. And then just have fun with it, you know. And so we do that, and it's a lot of fun. All ages, it's a lot of fun.
Got you. So then what is that behind you?
Cool. So this is actually, let me put this up here a little bit. So this is actually a piece that I personally did. I like to do abstract art. I do still life, abstract, and landscapes. And so this is an abstract piece. This is actually me showcasing a little bit of my childhood here. But if you look at it, I hope you can see it, some type of maybe butterfly wings or the patterns of a butterfly wing. And so up here, this is kind of like the sky. You see that blue there? And then so this is called Butterfly in the Sky. This is my tribute to Reading Rainbow. Remember back in the day, the Reading Rainbow? Come on now, butterfly in the sky. Come on now. Okay, we started.
So yes.
Reading Rainbow was very instrumental in my childhood growing up. I used to love watching LeVar Burton, and he traveling all over the world. And I'm like, man, Reading Rainbow was cool. So, you know, that was me giving a tribute out to my childhood and to Reading Rainbow and what I was able to learn by watching that show. It meant a lot to me as a kid. So this is Butterfly in the Sky. And what I'm showcasing with that is just the freedom to fly, the freedom to change, to metamorphosis into whatever you want to be. Liberation, growth. I mean, change. I mean, it's everything. And we can't be afraid to do that. It can be scary. It can be scary to change because we're so used to doing what we do, but there's no growth in always just doing what you do. If you want to get to another level, you know, without change, there is no change. If you don't change, nothing changes. And so just like in a car, if you don't want to go this way, you got to turn, you got to change. You got to go in another direction. And so that's what this celebrates. Yeah.
So what is your, well, let's back this up.
Mm-hmm.
What is that on your shirt? Does that have anything to do with anything that you, that you just said? Yes. Well, thank
you. So my shirt says, be a light, not a lampshade. And mm-hmm. what that means is basically, you know, it means a lot of things. But for me, first of all, with my writing and me showcasing my testimony and my story through my artwork and writing, one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is Matthew 5:16, which says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven."
Yeah.
And I just paraphrase that by saying, be a light, not a lampshade.
Yeah.
And so God gave me that. You know, and, you know, to someone new, everywhere I go, like for real, like everywhere I go, if someone sees the shirt, they say something to me about it. They say, hey, I like this shirt. And I said, mm-hmm. Well, what do you like about it? They said, well, be a light. You know, that means like to be a leader or to be someone positive or to not dim somebody else's light. I said, it means all those things. Yeah. And so I just wanted to have a positive message that can reach people as soon as you see it. And so this is actually me sharing my story and testimony. It actually gives me a chance to share what that means as far as my faith or what this means to me. Even on the back, it has a light bulb. See that?
I did, but I see the chair now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Good.
Yeah, I got you.
That's funny. See, that's live. That's live. We live. So yeah, like my chair got my back, right? So on the back is a logo about the light. In the Bible, there are many references about being a light, you know. And so, the light is in our faith, you know. You know, Christ was a light, you know, he caused us to be light, you know, and so it's just really sweet to be able to share my story and testimony through what God has given me to share with someone else. Cause I've had dark places in my life. I had dark times in my life before, you know? And so what got me through, Neil, was my faith, my belief that everything's going to be all right. My belief that this is not the end, you know, even real quick with me being born premature, and that's a whole nother conversation, but I was 2 pounds, 5 ounces when I was born. And I had a lot of difficulties when I was born. And my mom told me all this stuff when I was younger, but my mom was very in the church, ministering in the church, excuse me. And so through her life, her walking out her life and her faith, that's why how my faith grew. I grew up by seeing my mom always in church. My mom always had me in church. So that was what I knew. And just like the Bible says, train up your child in the way that he or she go. And when he's old, he won't depart. Like, that's real. And so that's where all this is coming from. That's where it started at. And I'm very thankful of that. And so be a light, not a lampshade. Be that person that brightens the room instead of darkens the room. Be that person that can, you know, share a positive message or just lift somebody up. And you don't have to be a pastor or a minister or have some type of title to be able to do that. You can just be nice. You can just smile. You can just say, hi, hello, have a good day. That's being a light. Like, I like to be mission-minded or solution-oriented versus, you know, problem. And you know, it's a lot of stuff going on in the world. And so we need more good people doing something about it. That's all it is. That is, because there's two sides out here. It's good and
Absolutely.
And so, you know, my always thing is that I ask people, well, yes, all this stuff is going on. Okay, cool. So what part are you going to play? What part are you going to play? Like, we all in a real life movie. So what part are you going to play? And so that just keeps me humble. That keeps me focused on being a light, not a lampshade. And I wear this shirt not because I want people to know my brand. Or I wear it honestly as a humble reminder of how I'm supposed to act too.
Yeah.
Like, for real. Like, that's why I wear it. So I can't say this or I can't do that. I can, but I got to understand the consequences of certain things and stuff like that. But, like, it reminds me, even with the wristband that I wear, I have wristbands as well. It just reminds me when the day is not going too well, it's a little dim. Well, hey, be that light. You know, somebody's having a rough day. Hey, what can I say to maybe pick them up? Or even when I'm alone by myself, sometimes you got to be your biggest cheerleader too. And you got to encourage yourself like David did. So, I mean, it's just so much and so much. And that all just comes as a testimony to my faith. You're asking about my art. And I'll share this real quick. I didn't want to be an artist when I was growing up. I respected art, just like I respected the military. But, artists, okay, that's nice. That's cool. But one day I was in the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts here in Richmond. And I was in there by myself, just walking around, admiring the art, just like the average person does. And when I got to the door, I turned around as I was leaving. I said, yeah, I wonder if I can paint. I just want to know if I can do it. And so I left there. I went to the store and got some paint supplies and all that stuff. And I sat on my living room floor there. And I was like this with my hands shaking. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. But the more I did it, the better I got at it. And it was fun. And I just wanted to have fun with it. And so by just, you know, trying it out every day, it grew and it became fun and became very therapeutic for me and peace and calming. And I was like, cool, I like this. And then one of my old roommates came over the house and checked me out. He's like, man, what is all this? I had like, it was like a little gallery in my house, you know. He was like, man, what is all this stuff for? You're an artist now? What you doing? I said, yeah, I'm just painting, man. He said, this is your stuff? And I said, yeah. He said, man, you ever thought about selling your artwork? I was like, nah, I'm just doing it, man, helping me to deal with life and helping me to express and helping me to deal with PTSD and just life in general. He said, well, you should, because I want these two pieces right here. How much? I said, oh, okay, well. You know, and he bought a piece for me for $50 and he bought another piece for me for $400. And that's when I was like, wow, I didn't do it for the money. I didn't get started for money or nothing like that. I was just doing it because it was helping me. And that's when the other lesson came to me. If something is helping you, maybe it can help somebody else.
Yeah.
Just maybe. Then so my artwork went from inside my house to outside the house to be able to help other people and to be a light to others.
So with all this, as far as being a light, and you do that with the messages of your paintings, I know you talked about one, but I know there are many others that you've done with your very name, you know, L Pos, Larry Positive, and just even from, you know, working with kids and being having served in the military, which in its most oversimplistic thing, you know, it had a positive impact, you know, for our very country. Mm-hmm. And so what's next? What are you looking to do with any of the previous or the former? What are you looking to do? What are some of your short and long-term endeavors?
So a fun thing with the Be a Light, Not a Lampshade, a fun thing with that is I want to, just fun, I've said it, I want to have at least, you know, every state, at least one person has a shirt in there, every state. And that's easy. It's really kind of easy. But that's just something fun that I threw out there a while ago. At least one person in every state. And then, you know, I want to have a big celebration, a big coming together of those who believe in what Be a Light, Not a Lampshade is. And People come up and maybe share their stories and their testimonies. This is for believers and non-believers, because both understand what that means. You know, when I see someone and they comment on the shirt, I don't know if they're a believer or not, but I think people know what's good or bad. People know what's right or wrong. People understand, you know, it's just about being able to be relatable and have a heart. And, you know, I think truly most people want to be around positive environments.
Yeah.
Like there are not too many people that just said, you know, it's not people want to be, they can feel the life, they can feel the light, they can feel the love, they can feel the light, they can feel the vibe, they can feel the energy. And I think that's God in us. Like, you know, whether you've come to know God, but I believe that God has put that discernment in us to be like, hey, I want to be around some positive, like I want better. And I think that people can relate to that because that's the way we were just born. That's just my belief. I want to have a platform where people can showcase and share their stories and testimonies so that it helps somebody else. Like somebody right now may be watching us and like going like this, like, yeah, I do feel that way. Or they may share this with someone else. And so I strongly believe that and I know that. Short term, I just want to continue to share the message, share the love, share my story, and share my testimony that it helps somebody else. Mission minded. I believe that's what God put me here to do. Long term, and I'm in the works of doing some stuff right now, like building a website for it and specifically for this, and maybe having some other apparel and stuff like that. But I want the message to be the main thing. But I believe mentally, emotionally, spiritually, like, it will help somebody get off the cliff and stay off the cliff from diving into a place of despair and disbelief and there is no hope and all this stuff that, you know, the devil wants us to believe and stuff like that. So, I do have some people that have the shirts internationally too. And so that's cool. Going from the platform of website, different apparels, and this has opened the door for me to have speaking engagements and stuff like that, and which has been great. I'm be coming out with some writings, like, you know, I write poetry as well. I write, you know, topics, you know, descriptions and things like that, or just things that I think can help us all. And so that's why I want to push it. I want to use all my gifts and talents that God has given me to be the best example of Be a Light, Not a Lampshade that I can be. And I believe that is my purpose here. to be able to do that and to be able to reach people all over. And it's just being mission-minded to be able to do it. It's not for me. It's just coming through me. But it's not to exalt me. It's really to so I can have a platform to be able to say, hey, this is God. Because most of the stuff that's happened in my life, it wasn't because I planned it. It was because he orchestrated me through that. No, so I'm not afraid to share that.
Yeah, thank you. And as Ms. Brittany said, and let the church say amen. And so with that, you just said a lot of things that you're doing. And even actually, before I ask that question, do you know, this is a fun trivia, and I'm interested with what your answer is. How many paintings have you done? Paintings, and that includes collections. So like that piece behind you is like four. It's four, but it would count as one.
So I have this over here. This over here. And so how many I have done all together? Wow. Let me try to think and come up with a number for real. Honestly, I'm trying to get a close, accurate number as possible. How many I've done? Because I got stuff that is just down in the, I have an art room here. It's just stuff that's down there. I haven't even taken a picture of another. I would probably say, me personally have painted, I would probably say about 300 to 400 pieces. Yeah. Some of them are tucked away. Some of them are shown. I have a piece right now that I'm working on. I'll just say this. One of the mixed medium pieces, because mixed medium means that it's not just paint, objects in it as well, for those who are listening. So I'll say this. I've been working on that maybe since 2000. I would say maybe 2014 or 15. The reason being, it's been that long. It's been a long time. So one of the artifacts is actually from Bethlehem. It's gonna be really sweet when I finally complete it. Be honest, some of the stuff I've just been like, oh, I'll get to it, I gotta stop doing that because time is not promised all the time, and so I need to finish that. I've done a lot. And I'm excited about what's going to happen in the future for these pieces that I'm working on and other publications that I want them to be at and things like that. I remember a lot of people still like the America on the Backs of the Enslaved piece that I did that you helped me with when you came. You know, so I appreciate you. Yep. And so it's just so much. I mean, with art is such an expression. I mean, anybody can do it. I think, first of all, I say this, we all are artists in our own right. But what I mean by that is we all are artists, but in different artistries. And so works that you do, being an educator, right? And then the works that others do, whether you're a doctor, lawyer, educator, teacher, whatever you are artists. You're creating something. You're helping people, and you're doing different things. And so I believe that we just have different artistries that we're working in.
Touche. So then we're going to wrap this up. It's been a pleasure thus far with everything from your paintings to the apparel, the t-shirts and all of that. People say, hey, I want a shirt, or hey, I want to look at your paintings and see if you have to see if there's anything that, you know, that I want to purchase or whatever. How can people get in contact and look at your stuff?
It's real hard. Real hard. Okay.
Real hard. All right. I'm doing step by step.
All right. Number one, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Leah's going to put it down to everything. But listen, direct message me. That's simple. Direct message me. Hey, I like the shirt. Hey, I want to support. Hey, can I get a wristband? Hey, whatever. Any kind of way you want to support the mission, support the ministry that I'm doing, That's awesome. And I'm a real direct person. I mean, one time somebody had reached out to me, direct message, or was email or something. I wrote back, and it was like, "Oh, it's you!" Like, yeah, it's me. Like, yeah, like I ain't, you know, as much as I can, I like to be direct. Boom, boom, boom. Let's get it done. Yeah. And so yes, that's, they can find me right here. Just direct message me, inbox me, whatever you want to do, and we can make something happen. Okay. Yep, that's it on that. That's the best way to be able to touch with me.
And what I know, what I can put up with, El Pasta Artists on IG, but on Instagram it is.
Yep. So on, well, on IG is what you said, El Pasta Artist. And then on Facebook, it's Larry space L space POS and then space Davis. So Larry space El Paz space Davis. Gotcha. I even put it in here right now. Okay. So, put this in here right now. Yep. Boom. There it is. Yep.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, I will put that definitely all in the chats. Thank you. Awesome. Thank you so much for gracing us with your presence and your time and sharing your story and the various things that you have your hands in. I know God is going to expand, you know, your territory. We're going to get your shirts in Alaska and Hawaii, Wyoming and Idaho and Iowa, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, California, Oregon, Washington, Texas, South Dakota, North Dakota, Colorado. It's already done. So just keep pushing and just keep believing. And, you know, you've spoken it. So now we got to see God do it. So, so I'm looking forward to everything that you're going to, that you have going on. And so until next time, thank you.
Now, before we go, I got a question for you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. You know what I mean? You know, what's next for you?
Okay.
What's right now? What's right now and what's next? What's going on right now?
Okay. You know, it's interesting. I was like, I probably should spotlight myself.
That's right. you ain't got to toot your own horn. I got you.
I appreciate that. In September, I'm going to be launching Be You Better Life and Health Coaching. I'll do the official launch of that in September, which I'm really, really looking forward to. So that's a technically long-term short-term because that's next month. Okay. And then I'm still promoting my books and doing more of this and getting a chance to meet some amazing people doing some amazing, incredible things, which I'm super, super excited about. It's been such an honor to do it, you know, and to meet so many new people just who have said yes, who have, you know, like you said, several people who kind of have that, I didn't plan to do it. It just how cards were laid, you know, and just seeing the beauty of people just being obedient, you know, so those things that don't really make no sense, like how did I even get here? But, you know, seeing that one little yes, one little act of obedience can really change the very course of your future. Where this platform here, Purpose Spotlight, will lead, I have no idea. God's just saying, keep doing it, you know. It's been a joy. And then long term, for just full time ministry, just promoting BU for purpose, you know, because a lot of people, there's a lot of gifts, a lot of talents that are out there. For whatever reason, life just said, yeah, we're not going to do that. Or, yeah, you just going to forget all of that. You're going to forget that vision God gave you as a kid. We're just going to forget all that. But it's like, no. Mm-mm. You know, you were saying this a little bit earlier, like now is the time to get it done, you know, and God is doing some amazing things, you know, and just allowing and encouraging people, just say yes. You know, and just going after it and just saying and just believing that God is the God of the universe. And because my king, my father is the king, then he'll tax every star in the sky, every sand on the shore to make sure that his purpose is for me. As long as I stay focused and stay in line, it's already done. So short term, just being able to do all this full time, long term, and then short term is coaching. Mm-hmm.
last thing I'll say this, and to you, awesome. I mean, I've been watching.
Thank you, Kayla. I see you down there. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Watching you do your thing, keep doing your thing. You know, we've known each other for a while now, so keep doing your thing. You know, and I'll say this for anybody else that's watching still on, we can't be afraid for what, like, for the amount and for the magnitude of what God wants to really do. Like, and we can't sit here and wait till the perfect time until we're perfect, yeah, and stuff. And like, and I'm talking to myself and everybody else, like, man, I think God really just wants us to, quote unquote, step out the boat and just walk towards him. Like, yo, just trust me. Like, keep your focus, your eyes on me. Don't look, but it's yeah, deep out there, and it's, the wind is blowing and fish and all. Hey, listen, man, just stay focused on me. And I've seen God work when I was just focused on just, I'm going to just get it done, and I'm not going to be fearful. And so when fear causes us to, become paralyzed, and God can't use us, and we can't do what we were called to do if we're fearful, because we're paralyzed and nothing can move, nothing can happen with that. And so I just wanted to say that to anybody that's listening, even as a reminder for you and I, just to don't, nothing works and nothing moves in fear. We got to move with purpose. And so we're going to be good. So, yeah. So I hope it encourages people that's on, you know. And so, yep, that's all. Yes.
Yeah. So thank you so much. We will definitely see you again.
Yes. All right, y'all.
Bye. So this was, we're at our halfway point for this particular season of Purpose Spotlight. As you can see, God has connected me to some amazing people. And I don't take that lightly, especially in this season. There's so many. There's so many people, you know, that would come to destroy, that would come to, that have these hidden agendas and have these ulterior motives that don't have, you know, your best interest or my best interest at heart. But God has aligned me with a lot of people and allowed me to see and know that there's more than a remnant that's out there. And God has his people in very unique places. And so I encourage you, if you are in a very unique place, or you think that because I'm not in the church, you know, I'm not a minister, or I can't sing, or I don't know the Bible, you know, that God can't use me. You can be a doctor. You can be a cardio neurosurgeon. I don't even know if that's a thing, but somebody know how to do it. But God needs you in those spaces as well, because somebody needs to be praying. Somebody who's opening my heart, someone who's opening my brain, somebody who's putting my finger back on my hand, somebody who knows the voice of the Holy Spirit needs to be doing that. Someone needs to be praying in the hospitals, because the enemy, he's not just in the church. I mean, we all know that, you know, so that's why God needs his people to go out there to do what he's called them to do, but do it in his name for his glory.
Thank you for listening today, and I hope you can join me again for the next time on Be You for Purpose, the podcast.